put the miscues on the deep plays against Pitt. After watching the film, are those correctable? Was it just miscommunication, basically? Or?
Yeah, basically, you know, we all thought it was a run. It was cover two. Supposed to have a safety over the top. So, you know, it's just something we can learn from and fix it today in practice.
I want to ask you about Jordan Bernstein. He seems to bring an energy. What do you see out of him?
He's going to bring energy today in practice. And every time he's on the field, that's exactly what he does. He's flying around, knocking guys out. That's just what Jordan Bernstein does.
Is it fun playing with a guy like that that's just so hyped up and gets you hyped up?
Yeah. It makes my job a lot easier. You know? I know if Bernstein's to my field, he's laying someone out if it's to my side. And, you know, it helps me to focus just on my job, focus on the pass. And if I'm needed, I can run as well.
He's a pretty sure tackler, isn't he?
I don't think he's missed a tackle yet.
Kind of clicked with this defense. I mean, you weren't necessarily playing badly, but it seemed like right around the time the offense got going, you guys started kind of shutting them down as well.
Yeah, that's usually how the team is. You know, once everyone gets on the same page, you know, it's pretty hard to stop us.
Yeah, what are you looking for out of this week? It's your last game for 2 weeks. You'll be in Big Ten to play next. This sounds like a pretty tricky scheme team that you're bringing in here. What do you want to see going into this bye week?
You know, like I said, like this is one of the most, you know, serious games right here coming up. Because to win this game, you know, like you said, we have a couple weeks off before we enter Big Ten play. So this is a must win, and we have to treat these guys just like any other team.
So they did hang with TCU. How important is it to kind of make sure you guys get up on them and don't give them a chance to stick up?
You know, we just have to come out and keep on playing our job. You know, come out and start fast on these guys. Don't give them a chance. Every quarter.
They run some weird. Coach called them unique schemes. Mm. You know, what do you see? How hard is it to prepare for a scheme that you've never seen before?
You know, I honestly think they're very similar to Pitt and Iowa State, and they're giving this look that everyone has given us so far. But this is just something we can use for the rest of the season, and hopefully, you know, our coaches they have a great game plan for these guys coming up Saturday.
When you see the many changes in the defensive backfield going into a game, going into a week, I guess it was early in the week. What does that do to the line? What does that do to the guys who are in there? Does it charge you up?
You know, honestly, I think it gives them something to work on, something to look forward to. You know, obviously they have to fix theirs from the previous week and practice even harder just to get ready for the next season.
What is the defensive back meeting room like the rest of the week? Because you guys are all – it's a competitive situation. You guys are all trying for one basis. Do you guys get along after changes have been made?
You know, Coach Parker, he's been telling us all, even since the summer. You know, we're gonna try some guys here, and if things don't work out, we're gonna keep switching. So this is nothing new to.
You guys saw it.
Yeah, everyone saw it coming. So basically, if you know wherever it works best, we're gonna play that way.
Best or out there now, or just well, that's something that's gonna change all year.
Well, I haven't seen BJ yet. So when BJ gets out there, who knows? You know, he may look good at corner and toss Micah back out or toss me at safety. I don't think they're going to toss me at safety. Hopefully. But, yeah, I don't know how it's going to look. So.